الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Respected ulama, elders, brothers in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of this universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all are aware, brothers, that it is the month of Rabiul Awwal, and in many parts of the world, the ulama would explain a certain dimension, an aspect of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life mubarak, what we call Siratul Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The question we need to ask ourselves is, why did Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla send Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to this planet? What was the maqsad, the aim, the objective and the goal? In this verse here, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla highlights that purpose and objective, and Almighty Allah says, هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَىٰ. He, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, sent Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bilhuda, with guidance. So it shows that one message Nabi alayhi salatu salam came with was hidayat. Now when we go to the English translations, they translate hidayat, huda as guidance. Is this the meaning? It is a very incomplete meaning, brothers. We need to go to a linguist par excellence, like Imam Malik rahimahullah, and he will translate for us what is meant by hidayat and huda. Nurun wada'u Allahu fi qulubil ibad kay yumayyiza bayn al-haqq wal-batil. It is that luster and light and splendor which Almighty Allah places in the inner recesses of a person's heart, and then that person differentiates and distinguishes between truth and falsehood. So this is the message of Nabi alayhi salatu salam bil huda. Who is Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla? Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Almighty Allah is the effulgence in the heaven and in the earth. Who is Mustafa alayhi salatu salam? قَدْ جَاكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Indeed, it has come to you from Almighty Allah, the Nur, the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. In every speech, in every action of Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, there is Nur, light and luster. This very Islam that we have in our hearts, what does Almighty Allah call it? أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ. Whomsoever Almighty Allah expanded that person's bosom and heart. So Iman, Islam enters into it. It is Nur and light from Almighty Allah that enters the inner recesses of that person's heart. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. This Quran Kareem that has been revealed to you, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is that Nur, light and luster which makes things manifest and clear. So this is the first message, aim and objective that Nabi alayhi salatu salam came with, hidayat. Now the question arises, brothers, how do we obtain this hidayat? What effort is required? What message did Nabi alayhi salatu salam carry out? One, two incidents we will just mention quickly. In the initial stages in Makkah Mukarrama, we find that Tufail bin Amr came to Nabi alayhi salatu salam and said, Ya Rasulallah, inna dawsan qad abat wa asat. The people of those day in Yemen, it's a whole tribe, they have rejected and said they don't want this message, Allah forbid, and they are people who I have defied. Please make dua fadhullaha alayhim. Make dua against them. Nabi alayhi salatu salam rafa'a yaday, raised up his mubarak hands, wastaqbal al-qibla, faced the qibla. The people were sure, Allah forbid, that Nabi alayhi salam will make dua against them. What dua Nabi alayhi salam made? Allahumma hdi dawsan wa ati bihim. Oh Allah, you give hidayah to the people of those and you bring them here. Lo and behold, today every Muslim male, female, adult and child, we heard the name of Abu Huraira radiallahu an. He comes from this very qabila and tribe of those. More than 5,000 ahadith narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu an. So one manner of getting hidayah is that we cry for peace, for to Almighty Allah for people. That is what Nabi alayhi salatu salam used to do. Sometime me and you, we live in such a society, we get frustrated, fed up with our own children. And sometimes we might even utter words that are detrimental to them. So in the mercy of Almighty Allah, we should never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu an. Did not Nabi alayhi salatu salam make special dua for him right in Makkah Mukarrama? Allahumma di Umar ibn al-Khattab, O Amr ibn Hisham. O Allah, bring Umar to our side, or bring Amr to our side. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu an. Amr, Abu Jahl's name. And you know the whole incident. He became Amirul Mu'mineen, the second greatest person after prophets and messengers alayhi salatu wasalam. So first message of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, huwalladhi arsala rasulahu bilhuda. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with this guidance and hidayat, the message of light. Now my brothers, when we study the noble Quran, we find that hidayat, we get two types. One hidayat, Almighty Allah says, وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. That you guide to the straight path. So it means Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is guiding the people to the straight path. But yet in the Quran we find another verse, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهِ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. You cannot give guidance, Ya Rasulullah, to whomsoever you love, but Allah will give guidance. So hidayat, we get two types. You ask me that where is Jumma Masjid, Grey Street, where's Jumma Masjid, West Street? I tell you, you go right, you turn left, and you carry on straight. So showing you the road, so that is giving guidance as well. Second term, second meaning of guidance, second type, come, I am going there, you follow me. So when Nabi alayhi salatu salam is called the Hadi and the guide, he shows the Ummah the road. He shows the Ummah the way and the method. And where it is negated and said that you cannot give guidance, it means that that decision lies solely with Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Almighty Allah will take the person to the aim and the objective and the purpose. So the effort has to continue all the time. And that is what Almighty Allah is telling us. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا. That those who strive in the path of Almighty Allah, لَنَهَدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Then we will give them that guidance. Today, my brothers, when we look at the Muslim world, we look at ourselves, we will find there's a crisis in the Muslim mind. Jumma time, we are Muslim. Ramadan time, we are Muslim. Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, we are Muslim. But are we Muslim when it comes to holiday time? Are we Muslim when we go to overseas? Are we Muslim in our business? So therefore, the next word in the same ayat, هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَىٰ وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ. Nabi alayhi salatu salam was given this message of light for the entire universe, for all the people, all the jinn. وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ. And the true code of life, the true deen. This is the distinction, the unique feature of Islam. Anything you want to know, whether it's politics, whether it is about cleanliness, salat, any aspect of human life, from the time of the baby is born till the time the person passes away, wa deen il haq. The only true deen we will find in Islam. Nabi alayhi salatu salam came with that. But to practice on that, you need the hidayat. Otherwise, the example is at night time we want to drive the car, but we don't have our headlights on, we don't have our lights on, maybe not even park lights on. So if we don't have that light, we don't have that hidayat, Allah forbid. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورٍ. Whosoever Almighty Allah has not made light and luster for him and given him that, so how can he then have light to give to other people? So therefore it's imperative, brothers,
Every rakat, every salat, what are we doing? Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Oh, beloved Allah, you lead us, you guide us to the straight path. Why do we ask Almighty Allah that? Because that is priority number one in a Muslim's life. When we go overseas, when we go shopping, we have a list. This is priority number one. This is priority number two. Me and you as Muslims, what is our priority, brothers? Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. That, oh Allah, you show me, you lead me, you guide me to the straight path. This is where we fail to a great extent today. We practice and we ask Almighty Allah that. But the second part, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَدْضَالِينَ. Not the path of those people on whom your wrath and anger came. Not the path of those people who went astray. So in, for example, today Jumu'ah, that we are on Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. But when we go out now to our business, is the Sirat al-Mustaqim there? Weekend will come. The youth, we ourselves. This is the challenge we have to rise up to, brothers. If you study the history of Islam, I give you quick statistics. Spain, Muslim Spain, Andalus was ruled by Muslims 800 years. Portugal was ruled, Portugal was ruled 450 years. India was ruled 7 centuries and more. Some ulama even wrote 1,000 years. How come the Muslims ruled for centuries and suddenly we find, if you go to Spain today, Andalus, you find the greatest masjid, the biggest masjid of that time. The Jami Qurtuba today is changed and transformed into a cathedral. We lost something somewhere. So you need an infrastructure, brothers. And what is that infrastructure? We can have all our masajid full. We can have our darulums full. And that is what happened in these places. If you study the history of Muslim Spain, Andalus, 1600 masajid were built in that time. Can you imagine in the heart of Europe, 1600 masajid? But then suddenly everything started, people became complacent, and then we find the effort, you know, decreased, and slowly we find the enemy came in and everything transformed. So today that is the need of the hour, brothers. When we say we are in Hilal, when we say we are in a Merkaz, we need to understand one thing, why are we here? We are here for one purpose, brothers, that this infrastructure which Allah has given this ummah, internationally in all parts of the world, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Tell them, you Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, that this is my path, and I invite and I call towards Almighty Allah. عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ. عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ means that I must be convinced, I must have the yakin myself, the conviction myself. أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. I, Nabi alayhi salatu salam, in a translation, and those who follow me. So that is the infrastructure we have. And brothers, it is international today. All parts of the world. You have, I believe, now in the masjid, a Jamaat from Palestine. Just spend some time with them, and they will tell you about. I spent some time with them there in Lent. Brothers, you will see the halat and conditions of this ummah in different parts of the world. What is happening? So my message to you is, what did Nabi alayhi salatu salam come with? This hidayat. What did Nabi alayhi salatu salam come with? Deenul haq. Brothers, when we study the ummah today, you will find different groups of Muslims. Some Muslims are very apologetic. We say, yes, it is part of Islam, but it was for that time and not nowadays. We don't need to be apologetic, brothers. Almighty Allah gave us the best, and we need to reach out to the rest as well. نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ عَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. We are a people that Almighty Allah gave us honor through Islam. وَمَهْمَا نَطْلُبُ غَيْرَهُ لَأَذَلَّنَ اللَّهُ. And seek any other ism, any other way, then Almighty Allah will disgrace and humiliate us, Allah forbid. Let us take the seerah of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. If you study Fateh Makkah, what was Fateh Makkah? That beloved Makkah, the markaz of Hidayah, Nabi alayhi salatu salam was sent in exile. In the 8th year of the Hijrah, Nabi alayhi salam came in Ramadan. 10,000 sahabas came. Sa'd radiallahu anhu came before. He entered before Nabi alayhi salatu salam. Abu Sufyan is standing there. He looks at Abu Sufyan, who at that time is still a non-Muslim. He tells Abu Sufyan, Al-Yawm, Yawmul Malhama, today is the day the meat will fly. Today is the day the laham, the meat will fly. We are going to take revenge, if you want to use a word term. Today we will punish you. For what you did to Sayyida Sumayya radiallahu anha, to what you did to Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu an, to what you did to Khabbab radiallahu an, we haven't forgotten all that. When Mustafa alayhi salatu salam enters, Abu Sufyan says, these are the words Sa'd said. Nabi alayhi salam said, nay, al-yawmu yawmul marhama. Today is a day of compassion and mercy. The people of Makkah are looking. Nabi alayhi salatu salam is delivering the khutbah. What do you think, ma tarawna anni fa'ilun bikum? What do you think I will do with you, O people? They said, Kareem, Ibnul Kareem. You are honorable, the son of someone honorable, the son of someone honorable. We expect something honorable. Mustafa alayhi salam said, idhabu antumut tulaqa. Go, I give you your freedom. That is why Fateh Makkah is not conquest of Makkah as we understand. It is Fathu Qulubi Makkah. It is the conquest of the hearts of the people of Makkah. And then you see the tide turn. Yadkhuluna fi dinillahi afwaja took place. People entered into droves and droves into the fold of Islam. Look within ourselves, brothers. Be honest about this. Today is Jummah, Mubarak day, Mubarak place. Me and you, how many of our own family members, we don't make salam to them? Ghair is ghair, non-Muslims and others. Me and you, ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chiraag se. When we speak of hidayat, the hidayat has to become manifest in every facet of life. When we speak of deenul haq, this is deenul haq, my brothers, that we show that we have the best. Nabi alayhi salatu salam, son Ibrahim ibn Rasulullah passed away, sallallahu alayhi salam. 18 months old. As a father, as a mother, if you're carrying your child, and you know it is the last moments of life, your child is going to leave this world any moment now, what will happen to you? Nabi alayhi salatu salam, wa aynahu tazrifan, and the tears were rolling down. Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu was there. He said, Ya Rasulullah, you also crying? Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, it is rahmah, it is mercy. And then Ibrahim ibn Rasulullah passed away. Nabi alayhi salam, listen to these words, brothers. This is deenul haq. Nabi alayhi salam said, hukukul ibad, wa inna bi firaqika la mahzunun ya Ibrahim. O Ibrahim, with your separation, that we are so sad. No more can I walk with you. No more can I talk to you. You have left this world. That is hukukul ibad, fulfilling the rights of human beings. Fulfilling simultaneously the rights of Almighty Allah. That is deenul haq. Wala naqul, O beloved Allah, we will not say, illa ma yarda bihi rabbuna. O Allah, I will not say those words except that are pleasing to you. Even at that occasion, Nabi alayhi salam set the precedent. So when we speak of deenul haq, brothers, deenul haq is that it can stand the test of time in any country, any place. And it is practical for all times, all places. Because we have the Uswa-i Hasana, we have Nabi alayhi salatu salam's role model in front of us. At all occasions, private, public, in all fields and walks of life. Now when we have that, and we don't imitate, we don't emulate that, then really what do we expect? We all say we want to become the beloved of Almighty Allah. How will we become the beloved of Allah? Qul in kuntum tuhibbuna Allah. Tell them, O Nabi alayhi salatu salam, Quran says, if you love Almighty Allah, fattabi'uni, follow me. In English it's very easy, follow me, emulate me. What does it mean? We need to analyze this type of words. You have a cow. And when that cow gives birth to a calf, that calf is called tabi'. Tabi', that calf follows the mother. If the mother is walking, the calf is walking. The mother sits, then the calf will sit. So that is fattabi'uni. To follow Mustafa alayhi salatu salam immaculately in all aspects of life. When we have that, then what happens? Yuhbibkumullah. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah. Certain things we all have to do. We belong to the human race. We have to eat, we have to drink, we have to relieve ourselves. So see how Nabi alayhi salatu salam did that. Automatically you become the mahbub, the beloved of Almighty Allah. Yes, we are human beings. We will make mistakes. We will commit sins. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ And Allah will forgive you your sins. So when we follow Mustafa alayhi salam in every facet of life, we become the mahbub of Almighty Allah, the beloved. And in the process, Allah forgives our sins. How important is this hidayat, brothers? It is the battle of Khaybar. The Jews are on that side, the Muslims are on that side. Today when people present Islam, the mass media, they present Islam in a very negative way, as though as we are bloodthirsty and trigger happy all the time. Muslims just want to cause bloodshed. Just explain this one incident. The enemy is on that side and Muslims on this side. Nabi alayhi salam tells Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, لَأَيْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا. O Ali, because of you, you call one person and he embraces Islam, he comes to our side. خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ حُمْرِ النَّعَامِ. It's better for you than the red camels. It's better for you than all the mercs and 4x4s and everything, to use our colloquial term, contemporary term. So imagine, they, even in the battlefield, the targhib was given that make dua or invite people and bring them to our side here. That is the message of Islam. Islam is not there to cause bloodshed. Islam is there for peace, for justice. And it is the only religion that can bring that into humanity. Two more points of importance, brothers. One, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla created us as human beings. And then we got Iman and Islam. So because of that, we need to do certain things. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That we created human being and jinn so that they worship me, so that they recognize me, so that they accept my oneness, my greatness, my grandeur, my majesty. That is of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is min haysul insan. From a human being point of view, that is your function, that you must become the abid and the person who worships Almighty Allah. From the aspect that we are the ummati of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, then what is our duty and function? Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You are the best of ummah, taken out for the benefit of humanity. Yesterday I was just doing some tafsir and I was analyzing and looking for one word. When you look at the word nas, what is the meaning of nas? You see, in English we just say people, humanity. Nas comes from the word nasa yanusu, and it means idha taharraka. That when a person is on the move, then he belongs to the human race. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You are taken out for the benefit of people. People will be on the move. Someone in the move in the path of shaitan, someone in the path of this, someone in the path of that. So me and you need to rise up to the challenge. And then, ta'amuruna bil ma'rufi wa tanhauna 'anil munkar. That we invite or we command the good, and remember we forbid the evil. So that is the distinction, the effort of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, that we continue with. And in that way, inshallah, through the fadl and grace of Almighty Allah, we will see that the hidayat comes in our own children. The hidayat comes to other people where we never even dreamt of. Because Almighty Allah wants this ummah to be successful. And that is mentioned in the last part of this. So Nabi alayhi salatu salam came with that hidayat, message of light. Wadeen al-Haq, a complete constitution. No person can say Islam did not give me directives or did not give me certain direction in this aspect of life or that aspect of life. Anything, if we want it, we'll find it. The ulama are present. And when you have that, what will happen? لِيُذْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. Almighty Allah will let Islam prevail over every religion. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, what did he tell Rustam? Oh Rustam, and you see today, Inna ma'i aqom, with me I have a people, yuhibbun al-qital fi sabilillah, they love to dice with death, kama tuhibbun al-khamra, as you love your wine and swine, I have people who love, they cherish and relish, giving their life, their time, everything in the path of Almighty Allah. So brothers, when you study Islam, then you look at Sahaba radiallahu an, you look at the awliyaullah, you look at our pious predecessors, you will find hidayat was there, the deenul haq was there, Almighty Allah let them prevail. So Islam will prevail, my brothers. What is the message for me and you? That we need to bring that hidayat in ourselves. We have it. A customer comes to my shop, to your shop, and the shoes, the watch is marked 1,000 rand, 500 rand. He has 100 rand, 200 rand. Can we say he doesn't have money? He has money, but he doesn't have the required amount of money. We have the iman, we have the hidayat, but is that the required amount, brothers? Our heart will bear testimony. If we just look at our masajid, fajr time, asr time, weekends, long weekends, So brothers, Allah is the sole judge. We are not the judge. But each one of us can improve on it. And in that way, لِيُذْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّ will take place. Islam will become the prevailing force in all parts of the world. And that is what Allah wants. You become a doctor, become a lawyer, become whatever. But first, I'm a person who is with hidayat, iman and Islam. And first thing I do, whether it's my practice, whether it's my office, whether it is my masjid, whatever, I present my Islam first, without apology, in its pristine purity. Don't be apologetic about Islam, brothers. Wherever we are, we need to explain to people the beauty of Islam. If you see today what's happening in the world, quickly I just give you one, two statistics. Today in Britain, when a nation veers away, moves away from the divine cause, and they practice on secularism, they bring about an irreligious society. Today the statistics, now last week they gave the statistics, more illegitimate children are born than legitimate children. This is what harm comes to humanity at large. Muslim, non-Muslim, now everybody, Allah forbid, gets affected by it. Today we look in South Africa. If you just see yesterday in the plane, they gave us a newspaper. 7-year-old children playing a game. Hit me, rape me, rape me. Is this what we want for our children, brothers? You cannot love in a cocoon. You cannot love someone totally secluded from society. You have to interact. But when you see what's happening in society, now we need to ask ourselves. Imam Shafi said this those days already. Imam Shafi said, if you don't invite, you don't become a da'i, then someone else will invite you. Think of it seriously, brothers. Is that not happening to me and you? How much time we spend in our sports? How much time we spend in our entertainment picnic? How much time we spend on things with a futile activities? But do we have time for deen? Do we have time to spend so that our children's iman, identity, Islam can be preserved? Think about it seriously, brothers. Don't make fakhr on this, brothers. Don't be proud of this. South Africa, we got the best masajid. MashaAllah, I think your markaz here, our markaz here, maybe one of the best markaz in the whole world, you know. Brother, alhamdulillah. But remember to be complacent about it. That no, we did enough. وَلَا تَمْنُنْ تَسْتَكْثِرْ. Don't see what you did already. See how much job is left to be done for the future. That is the challenge we need to rise up to. So that is our message, brothers. You know that the Ijtima is taking place in Lanesia. I am from Lanesia. When we have a wedding, we have a function. So many a time people come and give you personal invitation. So I have come here, brothers, personal invitation to you, that it is a weekend. Next week, Friday, will be 12th Rabiul Awwal. According to majority of the ulama, it was the birth of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So why should we go to such places where we will kill time, waste time, Allah forbid? Come in that environment, brothers, and see how Almighty Allah is choosing so many youth. If you just come there to lanes last night, the previous day, you will see from Pakistan people who were earning millions. They left there and they said there was a vacuum in our life. Now we found halawatul iman, the sweetness of iman. And they had fame, they had fortune, but they never had success. They'll tell you themselves. So when Allah wants to give hidayat, brothers, Amir Muawiyah is standing there. Amir Muawiyah, when we speak about him, his politics and his strategy, he was a master. Nabi alayhi salam made dua for him. Allah majalu hadiya mahdiya. Oh Allah, make this Muawiyah radiallahu anhu of mine, the sahabi, a hadi and a mahdi. Hadi, he becomes that light for humanity. And mahdi, that people are receptive to him. 20 years he ruled as ummah, my brothers. That is Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. After Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Hassan ibn Ali, the 30 years passed after Nabi alayhi salam. Then you must remember to the 40th year, from 40th year to 60th year, this whole ummah had one Amirul Mu'mineen, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Did you make this dua? Did I make this dua for my children, for my students, for my neighbors, for people at large? Allahumma jalu hadiya mahdiya. I leave you with this, brothers. Make this dua. Then make the effort. And inshallah, we all attend the istima. You won't become a waliullah overnight. But one sentence you will hear from the elders, one word you will hear, could change the whole life and direction. We get our compass right, we get our direction right, brothers. So keep on making this dua every day. Allah, O Almighty Allah, make us hadiyin, mahdiyin, muwaffaqin, maqbulin. O Almighty Allah, make us a hadi. That we have this light and people receive the light. Mahdiyin, maqbulin. We can do whatever we want, but if it's not accepted by Allah, then also a problem. So we beg Almighty Allah for acceptance. Muwaffaqeen, O Almighty Allah, give us the ability, the guidance, that whatever we say, it is correct also. So in that way, my brothers, remember his month of Rabiul Awwal. Mustafa alayhi salatu salam's birth took place, and the wafat mubarak took place. Hayati khairul lakum, wa mamati khairul lakum. My birth was better for you, and my death and demise is also better for you. When your father, mother called you better, I'm leaving this world now. You heard what the doctor say, but I got a message for you. What did Nabi alayhi salam give as akhiri wasiyah, as last message to this ummah? Be honest, my brothers. As-salah, as-salah. Guard your salat, guard your salat. How many of us guard our salat, brothers? So bring that change in life. وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ. We have authority over our wives, over our children, over our employees. فُلْفُلْ حُقُوقُ الْعِبَادِ. Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam, farewell message. Nafizu jaysha Usama. Tell the Jamaat of Usama to go out. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, deathbed, these messages were given. So to go out in the path of Almighty Allah, my brothers, today is Friday. What are we supposed to do on a Friday? Man qara'a surat al-kahfi yawm al-jumu'ah. Whoever reads Surah Kahf on a Friday, adha'a lahu min an-nuri ma bayna al-jumu'atayn. It's an authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai. Whoever reads Surah Kahf on a Friday, Almighty Allah will bless that person with nur, light and luster from one Friday to the next Friday. Whole Quran Sharif, 114 surahs, only Surah Kahf. Why Nabi alayhi salam mentioned Surah Kahf? So read Surah Kahf. You youngsters today. Kahf, the youngsters, how they ran away. The king called them, you believe in me, otherwise I'll slaughter you and kill you. They said among themselves, let us run away. He gave them one day chance. They ran away in the cave and then they beg Allah. Rabbana atina min ladunka rahmatan wa hayyi lana min amrina rashada. When you go out in the path of Allah, Allah will protect your iman for you. Second message in Surah Kahf. Nabi Musa alayhi salam, a giant, great Nabi of Almighty Allah. You go to Khizr alayhi salam and mimma ullimta rushda. Teach me, O Khizr alayhi salam. I don't have the knowledge you possess. When we go out in the path of Allah, Allah will increase our knowledge, brothers. Third one, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنْ ذِي الْقَرْنَيْنِ. Read the incident in Surah Kahf wa Dhul Qarnayn. He went in different directions, the east and the west. Quran mentions all this. So when we go out east and west, we will find the hidayat will be flowing and coming, inshallah. May Almighty Allah use us for His deen. May Almighty Allah make us the khadim of His deen. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah wrote one sentence, I'll conclude with this. Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maqsood nahi. Apni zindagi ko Quran Sharif mein khatam karna maqsood hai. The aim is not just to finish the Quran Sharif, my brothers. The aim is to finish our life in the Quran and in the Sunnah. Junaid Baghdadi, the sage of the age, if you go to his grave day in Baghdad, I've been there with Allah's help, he's written the Sayyidu Ta'ifa. When they asked him, oh Junaid, who's better, you better or the dog is better, the puppy is better? Someone has to ask me and you. You know our response. We will be ready to fight. Junaid, the man of wisdom, said, Rahimahullah, it depends. If I die with Iman, then I'm better than the puppy, the dog. And if I die without that, then even that animal is better than me. That is the question we have to ask ourselves. So may Almighty Allah let us live with this Iman, and we die with this Iman, and we become beacons of light, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.